Daf Yudches. The Mishnah Daf Yudches. Yemosru loy zekenim mizikney bezdin. Hey, they gave over now the Kohen Gadol to zekenim from the zikney bezdin, means the older people from the bezdin hagadol. The Kohen Lofon of the Seder Hayom, and they used to teach the Kohen Gadol the Seder Hayom. They used to teach him the korban, the parsha in the Torah, but achrei mois the different korbanos, what you have to do on Yom Kippur. This was done on Erev Yom Kippur, or the 7 days before. The Yom Mimloy, they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, like the chosh of a person, the Kohen Gadol, Ishi is Lashon Chashivas. And Rashi says, Adoni, like my master, Kohen Gadol, Kro Ato Beficha, you should read the psukim yourself with your own mouth. Shem Oshachachta, because maybe you forgot them. No, like prepare yourself now, before Yom Kippur, before you can do the Avodah Sayyim, make sure you learn through the Chumash to know exactly how you have to do it. Or else maybe you never even learned these psukim. Therefore, we're telling you right now, go to learn these psukim. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, how could you say that to the Kohen Gadol? Like you're making the Kohen Gadol, Masami is a chash of a person. How could you tell him, learn the Pashas Achri Mois now, because maybe you never learned it? Like, what are they doing being a Kohen Gadol? How the Gemara will ask this question. So Rashi says, Kerwin the fun of the Seder Ayyim mean Pashas Achri Mois. V'chein kol Shiva Seyavim. Well, clearly, all the 7 days that we set aside the Kohen Gadol from his house into the Leshkas Parhedrin, we teach him, we tell him to say over the Pashas of Chumash about the Avodas Yom Kippur. Now, Erev Yom Kippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris in the morning, Ma'amidin Oisai B'Shar Mizruch, we bring him to the east gate of the Azorah, of the Chotzer of the Azorah, U'Ma'avir L'Fonov, and we bring in front of him different type of animals, that it should be ruggled to know the different type of animals to bring the Karbonis tomorrow. We bring in front of him Purim, the oxes, the Elim, and the rams, U'Kvosim, and the lambs. We bring in front of him. The moral of the Kasher, why do we leave out the Ezim, the goats? We're bringing in front of him an Erev of Yom Kippur, Purim, the Elim, U'Kvosim. Kidei Shiyei Makir, V'Ruggel B'Avodah. He should be Makir, should be able to realize, to see, to know the difference in different type of animals, and he should be ruggled to know how to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Now, Kol Shiva Sayomim, all these 7 days of the Mitzvah Prisham, Lohoyu Moine Mimenu Maichel U'Mishter. We didn't stop him from eating whatever he wanted or to drink. Whatever he wanted to eat or to drink, he was allowed to eat in the Beis Hamikdash during these 7 days. Marshenken Erev Yom Kippur. Imcha Sheikha, when it came on Erev Yom Kippur, when everybody usually has the Suda Masekis, you have before Shkia, when you have your Suda, by the Kohen Gadol, Lohoyu Manichel Noise Lechel Harbi. They didn't let him eat a lot, B'Shach the Suda Samasekis. Before Shkia, he wasn't allowed to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur. Lohoyu Manichel Noise Lechel Harbi. Because if he'll eat a lot, he'll fall asleep. And we'll say we wanted the Kohen Gadol to stay up all night. On Yom Kippur by night, he didn't go to sleep. Because we were afraid maybe he'll become a Balkari, so we used to keep him up the whole night. So today he shouldn't fall asleep throughout the night. We made sure not to give him too much heat right before Yom Kippur. Today he shouldn't be tired not to fall asleep. So Rashi says, Shiei Makir, Mizboinen Bebehema Soiveris Lefonov. Let him look at these animals that are going past him. Lo se saliba to put to his heart. Bilcha se dirayim. That when he sees each animal, he'll see the par, he'll see the kvosim, he'll see the elim, he'll remember to know this is the karbonis I have to bring tomorrow, and he'll remember the halacha is exactly how to bring each carbon the way you're supposed to. So that's the Gemara. Dishlei Moshe Moshechachtom. It's good why the ziknei bezdin. This came from the bezdin, the bezdin agodom. This upon the Sanhedrin. From the Sanhedrin, come and tell the Kohen Gadol, Shema Shachachta, we tell you, read over these psukim, because maybe you forgot them. Lechaya, that can happen, it's possible, even though he was a Talmud Chochem, he learned it once, but it's possible he forgot it. El Shema lo lamarato, but how could you tell him, maybe you never learned it, that's why we want to teach you now, like to read now, the Pashas of Chumash of Achrei Mois. For the Gemara, Mimu Kmina Ki Hai Gavna, do we put such a person to be the Kohen Gadol, if he never learned Pashas Achrei Mois? And by the time you learned in the Pasuk says, V'ha-koyen ha-godol me-yechov, that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be bigger than all his brothers. What does that mean? She-yeh-godol me-yechov, the Kohen Gadol, the one you appoint, he should be bigger than all his brothers. V'koyach, he should be stronger. V'noy, he should look nicer. V'chochma, that's clearly he has to be more smarter. He has to be a bigger Talmud Chochem. U'v'oysher, and he should be richer. Acherim marim, some say, Minayin shim'ein loy, she-ochev ha-kanem me-gadol noisoy. How do we know if the Kohen Gadol is not so rich that the other brothers have a chiyuv to give him money to make him rich? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'hakoyin ha-godu me'echov. That means, God leyu mishil ochiv. You have to make him big from the brothers. So if he's not so rich, you have to give him money. All the brothers, all the other kohanim, have to give the kohen gadol money to make him rich. But our Kohen, it says clearly, who's the kohen gadol? He has to be the biggest chochem poshid. He has to be a big talmud chochem. So how could it be that he never even learned the pashas of achremais? That we could tell him, shem olelo marato, maybe he didn't learn? Of course he learned it. Now the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, lekasha, there's no kasha. I tell you, kan b'mikdash rishain, kan b'mikdash sheni. It depends. By the base of Mikdash Rishon, they were tzaddikim. The Kanim Gedolim were tzaddikim. They were tak all Talmidei Chachamim. Mashenk, like we had before already, by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, they weren't such tzaddikim. They used to pay their way in. Whoever was rich and paid money to become Kohen Gadol. So it's possible they did not even learn the Parshas Achrimais. That's why we tell them, maybe you never learned it. We'll teach it to you now. Why the Yomer Rabasi? Rabasi said over that Tirkavod the Dinri. This was a big pile of money. Think about like a mountain measurement, like a pound of the dinri of the silver of coins. The dinner, trashy dinner zuvim of golden coins. Ailo le marasa bas besum, that this person, marasa bas besum, gave le yanai malka, gave to the king yanai, al di ukme le yeshua ben gam lo bakani rabbi. As he paid, marasa bas besum paid money to the king that they should make Yeshua ben gam lo the kohen gadol. So Mashi, even though maybe he wasn't royal to be, still they paid money that he should be. So you see in the Beis Hamikdash Hashem, they used to pay money to make people become the Kohen Gadol. So even though maybe he wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham, still they made him. Therefore, we are asking him, Shem Olel Marato. So Rashi says, Marso, Rashi before, B'mikdash Rishon, Lo Hemidu El Apia Torah, Kahanim Mugonim. B'shas the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, like we learned before, they all used to live a nice long life, because they were tzaddikim. They appointed the right people to be the Kohen Gadol. Mashenken, the Bayi Sheni, they didn't live out. They, every year come out, they changed Kohanim Gedolim. Marsa Bas Baisam Almona Ashiro Hoysa, she was a rich Almona. Ve'kidsho Yeshua Ben Gamla V'nosna Momin, Liana, she wanted to make Yeshua Ben Gamla be the Kohen Gadol. And she gave money to Yani HaMelech, or Menil Lias Kohen Gadol. And how much was it? Tarkav Achatzi Sor, that's how much it was, of Din Rezuvin, of golden coins. Yeah. Well, Tosfos speaks out real the Shalom. One Gemara says that Yeshua ben Gamla was a big tzaddik. He was Machzor Torah L'Yoshna, it says. How come here it's Mashmi? He wasn't such a big tzaddik. So some of Farshim say there were two Yeshua ben Gamlas. Then the Tosfos wants to say that the last Torah he says is that Mikomokim ho yubale Torah v'chashuvim imenu uruyin limlis Yoser. Even though he was a Talmud Chacham, also was a chashuv person, but there were people that were more chashuv than him. And al pidin Torah, he wasn't supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Al pidin Torah, he's supposed to make the Kohen Gadol the most chashuv or the biggest Talmud Chacham there is of the Kohanim. So therefore, he had to pay his way in. Right. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris. Now, Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, they used to bring in front of him these different animals that it should be rogel to do the avoid on Yom Kippur. Maratona, af hasirim. In the Brice it says that he also brought goats in front of him, also serim, serizim. For the more of a Tana Didan, my time will return to serim. How come an Al-Mishnah doesn't say they brought in front of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur serim goats? It only says they brought porim, the elim, rams, ukvosim, and limbs. And the Gemara, kivon the al-chet kosoi, since the serizim came because of a chet, it was like a chatis, who was come to the chapar and chatoyim, chol shodaitoi. We were afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will have a Kalishas Adas. Like, he'll feel very bad. He'll see that Klai Yisrael did so many Chatoyim, he'll be worried about being the Kohen Gadol. So you don't want to bring in front of him the Sirizim before Yom Kippur. So the Mori Hochi, if so, Par Nami Al Chetu Diyosi. The Par also we shouldn't bring in front of the Kohen Gadol Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Par that he brought on Yom Kippur was also a Chatis, was also Mechapar on the Chatoyim. And the Gemara Par, Kivon the Olov. You know what the par came? That was the kapara for all the kahanim, for the Kohen Gadol, and all the other kahanim. For their chatoyim, this par was mechaper. Now, biyachiv ha-kahanim. So we say like this, if there would have been one other kohen that did chatoyim, did something bad, made the yedilei, mistam of the kahanim know one another. so the Kohen Gadol would find out about it that one Kohen did something wrong, or Mahadalei b'tshuva, and he would tell him to do tshuva. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol is not so afraid, he doesn't feel bad on Erev Yom Kippur, to know he has to bring this par to Mechapa for himself and for all the other Kohanim. Because he figures if anybody did anything wrong, he'll zich like make him do tshuva before Yom Kippur. So like for sure, the Korban will be Mechupar, will be Mechubal on Yom Kippur. Ma'ashen came b'kuli Yisrael, the Sirizim that came for Kapora. For the Oklai Yisrael, lo yoda, and that he doesn't know which Yidin did a chet. So then the Kohen Gadol will have a chlishes adas. He doesn't know how many Yidin did chatoyim. He doesn't know if he'll be able to make them do tshuva. Maybe they won't do tshuva. Maybe the korban won't be mekubal the way it was supposed to. So therefore, that would scare the Kohen Gadol. Ma'ashenkin, just the power that has to come for the Kohanim, that he wasn't so afraid of the Kohen Gadol. He would watch it. If any other Kohanim did something wrong, he would be machzam l'tshuva. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Hainu d'yamar yinshi, from here we see what people say over him, that I bar achticho, dailo, if your sister's son, like your nephew, if he becomes dailo, if he becomes like a lifted up drashi, shreiter amelech, if he becomes like a policeman for the king, he gets appointed to take care of the king's matters, is hevichazi b'shuk kamei loytachlef. Don't be seen in front of him in the shuk. Don't let him see you. So what's the pshat? Why not? So Rashi says, Peshuka kamei letachlet. Mitoich shayim akirchom. Mitchilom, since he was like your nephew, he knows you. As like we see from here, the Kohen Gadol knows all his brothers, all the Kohanim. So in Mekrovim, you know one another. So here, if your nephew becomes a shayter, a policeman in charge for the Kohen, for the Melech, you have to be afraid, since he knows all the money you make. Is Bokiyu b'yashrechov ma'asechon limsay alila ligvas imcha mamon. You have to be afraid, maybe he'll take it out on you, and he'll make some trouble for you to get away your money. But now he's in position, now he has the job. So since he knows you well, he knows all the money you make, if you do anything not right, he'll make a lila, he'll get it away from you. So you have to be afraid of him. In other words, pshat is that Kroivim know what's doing one and another. So here also the Kohen Gadol knows what's doing with all his brothers, all the other Kohanim. So here we say if anybody did a chet, he would make them do tshuva. Right. Kol shivas hayomim lohoyimoinim. All the 7 days of the May Prisha, we did not stop him from eating whatever he wanted to. Only on Erev Yom Kippur, we didn't let him eat too much by the Sudasim of Sekis. Mar Tanya, Rav Yehuda ben Nekusi Oimer, Ma'achila noisoi silsois ubeitzim. We used to let him eat only flour and eggs. That's all we would give him. Rashi says, Ma'achila noisoi Erev Yom Kippur M'shachris. As even on Erev Yom Kippur, in the morning also, we didn't let him eat whatever he wanted. We gave him a certain menu for breakfast. We give him flour and eggs. Kidei lamas mei sachila shibameyev. To let it may get liquidy, any food he has in his stomach, let it come out. L'shol shaloi. So it starach in the kavul l'machoras. Today he shouldn't have to go to tomorrow to the Beis HaKisein, so he tried to make it that everything should come out today. Because like we'll see later, whenever he had to go to Bimato, Mei Raglayim, or anything on Yom Kippur, he had to do a special Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and he had to go to the Tefillah, a mikveh in between. So not to be matriach himself on Yom Kippur, we try to make him eat things on Erev Yom Kippur that will make him go fast, so that he'll empty out before Yom Kippur. He won't have to go on Yom Kippur. So we used to give him for Shachris, silsoi subeitzim. To give him flour and eggs. Kedei lamas mesoi, to make him go fast. Omru loi, so they said back to them, no, that's not a good eitzah. Kol shechein shat temevu dechimim. If you give him this type of a food of eggs, tida and Yom Kippur, we're afraid maybe his body will come hot from that, and it'll make him become a balkari at night. So we have to give him foods that doesn't make the body hot. So drashu dechimim, shall carry. If you eat flour and eggs, that makes you have a lot of zera, that can make the Kohen Gadol become a balkari at night. So therefore, we shouldn't give him these foods to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Tanya Sumchas Seimah, Sumchas used to say, Mishum Rebbe Meir, in the name of Rebbe Meir, Ein Machilu Noisoi Loi Abya, V'yamri Lo Loi Abya. We'll soon see what this is. V'yeshayim, some say, Af Lo Yain Lovin. We don't give him white wine to drink either on Erev Yom Kippur. Now what's Loi Abya? What does that mean? Loy Esrig, we don't let him eat an Esrig. Mashmah saw something bad to be married with the Zerah. He can't eat an Esrig. For Loy Beitzim, he can't give him eggs to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. For Loy Yayin Yoshin, he can't give him old wine. For Yamrilo and some say Loy Avyo, what does that mean? Loy Esrig, the same thing. For Loy Beitzim, for Loy Bosa Shuman, he can't give him fatty meat. Fatty meat is also no good, it'll make him become a Balkari. For Loy Yayin Yoshin, he can't give him old wine. The Yesh Omrim, some say, Af lo Yayin Lovin. You can't even give him white wine. That's also no good. Nivnei Sha Yayin Lovin, maybe Yesodin with a tumor. because by drinking white wine, it'll also make a person come about carry. Rashi Avi of Yavios, Simonim, the forest will be Yozel. By the Tana Rabbon, we learn to the Braisa. Zav, Tolin Loi B'Maichel. A person that's a Zav, we have to make sure that what caused the Zivos to come out of his body. We have to check out to see if it came Machmas Michael or not. He's Tolin Loi B'Maichel, for Chol Mine Michael, any type of a food, that if we could say if he ate too much, that's what made him have the Zivos, the locker is he's not Tommy then. He doesn't have a din tuma shiva, and he doesn't have to bring a korban. The loch of a man that's a zav is like this. The first time you see zavus, we now want you just like a regular bakeri. You only tummy one day. When you see it two times in a row, then we say you tummy for 7 days. And when you see it three times, then you have to bring a korban after the 7 days. Now that will we see if you say two times in a row, you have tuma zav, you tummy for 7 days. That's only if it's not machmas oinis. That means nothing forced it to happen. But if you ate certain type of food that warms up your body, that made you see the zivus, then you're not tummy this din zav. You only have a tumma about carry, but not a tumma zav. Because tumma zav will soon see the posik, it has to come by itself, and not that an oin is something forced it to happen. So therefore, tolim loy b'maychol, we check you out to see if it wasn't the food you ate that made you become a zav. And then you don't have this tumma. Rashi says, zav tolim loy b'maychol, imochol maychol harbi, if you ate a lot of food, mikol min shu tolim loymar, shemach mes roiv maychol royim, if we could say because of this food that he ate, that's what caused him to see the zavus, zivus, v'yena zav l'tumma, shiva, then the loch is he's not tomei for 7 days, ula korban. If it happens 3 days, he doesn't have to bring a korban. The Yassiv, the Pasuk says, b'soroi, that the zav comes out of his body, out of his basar, for loy machmas ointsoi, and not if something forced it to happen. But there are a few ways how you check him out. He couldn't have jumped that day. If he jumps a lot that day, that could also cause it. If he ate too much, if he was sick, but the first time you see it, the tumas bakeri that you do have, even b'yoynis you have a tumas bakeri. The ankeri v'zoyv boim mokem ach echad. They're not the same thing. What comes out of the body, the keri and the zoyv. V'yemareim shava. They don't even look alike. Shazoyv doim alamei betzek shel soyrim. Zoyv looks like mei betzek means the dough that you make from barley. If you have barley dough and you soak the barley in water, the way it looks, that's the way zivus looks. V'yena kosher, it's not so tight, not so like jelly. Ela kaluben beitza mazeris, like beated up the white of an egg. V'shich vazera, mashenken shich vazera, that's kosher, that's more jellied up, that's more tighter. Kaluben beitza shen mazeris, like the white of an egg that's not beaten up. So kids, there are two different things, zav and ziva, zivos and bakeri, but every time you have a tumas bakeri, that's for sure. Just if you see two times in a row zivos, and it's not machmas meichel, it comes out by itself, then you tummy for 7 days by a man. Weiter. So this is the loch of a zav. Now, Eloza ben Pinchas Oimer, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein machilu noisoi, loi chagviya, voloi gvat. We'll soon see what that is. Voloi kol dvorm hamavim ludei tumah. So Rashi learns, the bottom Rashi just goes on, Ein machil noise b'yimei p'dikosei. Means we're not going back to our mission of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur, we're going back to a Zav. If somebody did become a Zav, he saw two times in a row, or three times in a row, the loch is he can't become Tor until he has Shivas Nakiyim. He has to check himself all the next 7 days to make sure nothing comes out. Now these 7 days, we don't feed him certain foods because we don't want him to see more. So what do? We don't feed him loy. We don't let him eat any type of foods that make his body become hot, that can make him become a bakeri. What does it mean now? Loi chagviya means loi cholim. We don't let him drink milk. Loi gvina, not cheese. Loi beitza, not eggs. Loi yain, not wine. These things are bad to make you see zivus or bakeri. Loi gvam, what does that mean? Mei grisin, we don't let you eat his beans or bean soup. Shel pul, made from these type of beans. Or bosa shumin, or else fatty meat. Or marayas, that's the juice that comes out of the fish. For loy kol dvor hamevinu de tuma, and not anything that heats up your body makes you come with a tuma. What does that mean? Lasu yamai, lasu yuhad tana rabbonin. It comes to include the next few things also, that this person that was a zav, and now the next 7 days he wants to become tor, that he has to check himself every day, he's not supposed to eat any one of these foods during those 7 days. What are we coming to include? The tana rabbonin. There are five more things that if you eat these five things, it could also bring your body hot and to make the tumma will cause you to be a balkeri. The Eluhain, these are these five things. Hashum, if you eat garlic, garlic is no good. V'hashichlayim, another type of a grass, another type of a herb. V'halaglugos, also type of a herb. V'habeitzim and eggs. V'hagargar, another type of a herb. These type of herbs are no good for you. Rosh says the Dash in the Pasuk, it says Vayetze Echad El Asodim Lilkot Oris. He went to collect Oris. So Tona Mishmei the Rav Meir, we learned the name of Rav Meir, Zegargal. What does Oris mean? That's his gargar. That's a type of a herb that's no good. That's no good. Just makes the body warm, and it could come with a carry. But it is good for the body. The Mar says Amar Rav Yechanan Loma Nikra Shimon Oris. Why does the Pasuk call it Oris? Shem Iris Esther Naim. It's very good for the eyes. If you eat this gargar, this type of a herb, it's very good for the eyes, it makes you see well. And Amar Rav Huna, Hamoitzi gargar, if somebody finds a gargar in the street, you find it. If you could eat it, it doesn't bother you, eat it, it's good for you. Why? Like we just said, it'll make you have good eyesight. V'yimlav, if for some reason you can't eat it or you don't like it, pass it over your eyes. Like let it be misak in your eyes. That's a good answer. And Amar Papa says, "Begagira mitzarno." What type of a gargar are we talking about? That's good for your eyes. It's a type of a herb that grows on the mitzarno. Means on the borders, at the end of the field. Like Rashi says, "Mitzarno hagodol al hametzer." It grows on the side, on the metzer. Shein tzivivaysav zeracher. There's no other seed next to it. Sheyachish koychay. It's a seed, a herb that grows by itself. There's nothing else growing next to it. It grows very strong. So that type of a herb we're talking about, that's good for your eyesight. So far what we're talking about is that about Keri, he should watch himself, that the 7 days he has to become Tor, he has to watch himself, since he has to make a bdika, not eat one of these type of foods, because these foods will make him become about Keri. So first of all, the question is, if these foods only make you become about Keri, it doesn't make you become a Zav. So what do we see? What do we keep becomes about Keri? He's talking about a Zav now. He has to have Shivas Nekiyim, 7 days to be clean, poshid, not to be a Zav. But what do we care about being about Keri? So that you have to say no. The locher is about Keri, the Keri is Saiser. When you have to have Zayin Nekiyim, after you became a Zav, when you have to check yourself the next 7 days, if you'll see Keri, that will also be Saiser. Or at least that one day won't help you. So therefore you have to be careful not to eat anything, not even to make you become about Keri. Also, which fair to you, Shonim Yitakasha, like this Gemara is talking about by a Zav. Like, why doesn't the Gemara talk about our Mishnah also? We start off saying that Kohen Godla on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't give him certain foods to eat, so he shouldn't become a Balkeri. Like, why don't we bring down the next set of foods also? Like, by a Balkeri, by a Zav Gufam, we have a lot of more foods we say he should not eat. How come the Braisa doesn't bring down this din upon our Mishnah also? They say that Kohen Godla should not eat these things either on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the bottom place. The Shonim Mitzvah Kashem. The Ein Machil Noisech Hakvan. Tema. Amai Lechoshu B'Kohen Godol. Why don't we say these same type of foods the Kohen Godol should not eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Yesh Loima So Yentzes Loyechmiru Boy Kokach. We're not machmes so much upon the Kohen Godol because if he's not a Zav, he doesn't need Zayin Kiyim, and it's not so Shchiach to become a Balkeri because, like we'll see later, we try and keep him up the whole night. So therefore, Stam Frechshash, you don't have to worry and keep him away from these foods, only from the first foods. V'yimtoyma, amayle chlui lezav, v'loy eina matama b'yoynis. Aye, why don't we give him to eat? Why do we care he's not matama b'yoynis? Yishrem them, mekol moka miyosos, like we said before, afilu b'yoynis. That no, it just doesn't make him become a zav. But once you are a zav, now you want to become tor, you have to have 7 days of being clean from not seeing anything. And if you'd see a Zavis on the Balkeri, Machmas, this food, even though it's called like an oinus, something caused it, still would be Saiser. That day won't help you for the Zainikim. Therefore, by the Zav, we're more Machmir, you shouldn't eat these type of foods. Mashenka, the Kohen God, we're not so Machmir. It's only the first type of foods you should not eat, and not more. Right. Omarav Gidl Omarav. Achsanoi lo yoichal beitzim. An achsanoi means if you're sleeping by somebody else's house, you should not eat eggs there. Why? For the same reason. Because Rash lo yoichal beitzim, shemevinu lide keri. Because eating eggs makes your body warm, and maybe you'll see keri that night, you're talking about keri. Or mizgana al bnei habrayis. And the people in the house will realize it, they'll go on the sheet there, it's not nice. So when you're going to sleep by somebody else's house, don't eat eggs there. Not to make yourself become about keri that night. Weiter v'lo yishan betalitza shabalabayis. Don't use like for a blanket the balabos's talis. Talis on the mamish's talis is overcoat. Kids are more used to use the overcoats for a blanket at night, but don't use the balabos's blanket if you're sleeping by his house. So Rashi says, why not? Lo yishan betalitza shabalabayis shur meschasa bo bayim. Because the balabos is going to use this coat to wear in the daytime. Shemayim tzolek keri. And maybe you're going to sleep with it at night, maybe you'll be a Valkyrie that night, and some Yezera will go on his coat, and it's not nice. So therefore, don't use somebody else's coat when you're sleeping at his house. Vaita. Marav Kim, famous Gemara here, that Rav Kim Miklo Le Darshish, when Rav used to go visit this city of Darshish, used to go away from his home, and used to come into a new city. So, Vaita, there was Noshim there, Zainas there, Vaita, he was afraid that he shouldn't become a Valkyrie in this new city. Is Machris, he would yell out and say, Man Hevel Yoyma, who wants to be my wife for one day? Hey, it's the time that he spent now in this city, because he shouldn't have any taiva for other women there. He wanted to have a wife. Every city he went to, he got married that day to live to have a wife that day. Hey, so he used to Machris yell out, Man Hevel Yoyma, who wants to be my wife for today? Trashiki Miklu Ludarshish, Shom Hoyu Rogulelech. He used to go there often. He used to say, Man Hevel Yoyma. Yesh isha shetinosta li liyomi. Who wants to be my wife for one day? Shes akev kan. As long as I have to be there, you'll be my wife. Vetetzel yachem ikan. And after, when I leave this city, I go back home, I'll give you a get. So I only stay married to you for one day. That was a tnai in the kedushin. Like I'm marrying you for one day, as long as I'm staying here. And when I leave, I'll give you a get. Finished. Because they had to take away his taiva for the Eitz Hara. That's what Rav used to do. Mora says Rav Nachman also the same thing. Rav Nachman kad miklo licha lishchansiv. When he used to go into this city, Machris also would give an announcement, Man heavenly yoyme, who wants to be my wife for one day? That's all. So today when he came into the city away from his own wife, from his own home, he shouldn't have taiva for other noshim, he would always have a wife in this new city. For the Gemara Kasha, for a time we learned like this, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Lo yisa adam isha b'medina zu, a person should not marry a wife in L.A., v'yelech v'yisa isha b'medina cheres, and then go marry another wife in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shema yizdav goes the etzel zeh, maybe they'll have children for both of them, and this one will have a daughter, this one will have a son, and they'll get in later years, they'll get married together, and they won't even know that they're brothers and sisters. Maybe a brother will come out to marry his own sister. Because if you marry a wife in this city and a wife in another city, and the kids don't know one another, so later maybe they'll meet up and get married to one another. And you make the world become mamzeris, mamzerim. This pasuk says, so it's not a nice thing to do, to have one wife in this city and another wife in another city, and they don't know one another. So if you do have children, the children won't know one another, and they won't know who's a brother, who's a sister. So how could the Rabbanim here get married to an Isha in this city and have another wife in another city? Have the Gemara Amri, Rabbanim Kol Islu. That's not a kasha. Everybody knows that this is the wife of the big Talmud Chochem. And now if they have kids, the kid is also, everybody knows, this is the son of Rav Nachman. This is the son of Rav. So everybody knows about who the children are. We don't have this gezerah. Maybe they'll come to intermarriage one another. So therefore, for them, we don't have this chashash. Trashi Rabbonin Kurlis Lay, Ushimom Kori Abinayim. The children carry their father's name. Everybody knows this is Rav's son. This is Rav Nachman's son. Therefore, there won't be this chashash. Maybe the sons and the sons and daughters will get married to one another. Anymore, another kasha though. I've yom my Rava said, the locher is, tavu linosei. Anytime you go to a lady and tell her, let's get married. You say you want to get married to her. After you have the shidduch, you make up, now we're going to get married. That's the tavu linosei. You come to her and tell her, I want to marry you. Finis paisa, and she agrees, says, yes, I'll mask him to marry you. He's a locher tzricho leishav shivonikiyim. They're not allowed to have tashmash right away. You can't get married right away. You have to wait 7 days. After Zayin Nikiyim, then you can have Tashmish with her. Why? Because we're afraid that the second she agrees to marry you, that's called Dam Chemdon. She has such a lust, like she feels so happy, she wants you so much, we're afraid that may cause her to see some Nidus, some Dam. And she's told me then, so you have to wait another 7 days. So any time after the Isha says, yes, she's Muslim, to get married to you, you can't marry for another 7 days. You have to wait at least 7 days longer. Rashi says,